This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States is restricting passenger flights that include people who have recently traveled from China.
The U.S. has started a 14-day mandatory quarantine for U.S. citizens returning from China's coronavirus hotspot, the Hubei province, where the capital city of Wuhan is located. They are being flown to 11 designated airports where travelers are undergoing extra screening. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Nancy Messonnier.
At those airports, they will be screened for fever, cough, difficulty breathing. If symptomatic, American citizens and those who are exempt will be transferred for further medical evaluation. If asymptomatic, American citizens and those who are exempt will be subject to a mandatory 14-day quarantine at or near that location.
The U.S. has also imposed bans for most non-citizens who traveled to China within the past 2 weeks. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
The number of deaths exceeded 420, with number of infections surpassing 20,000. Your Democrats have fiercely been united by the goal of unseating President Donald Trump, but they've been sharply divided at the state's caucuses Monday over which candidate is best equipped to do so. These all results from AP VoteCast show how difficult it can be for any single contender to unite an increasingly diverse coalition of voters. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders enjoys greater backing from young voters. Former Vice President Joe Biden has slightly more support from older voters. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren has a slight edge with women. AP VoteCast is a survey of more than 2,800 voters who said they plan to take part in the Iowa caucuses, which have been delayed with voting being hand-counted. This is